859-9231. That's the Staples CAI toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our website, we give away. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online again, freetalklive.com. To start things out here tonight, we will go to the porn world. According to the New York Post, first, they came for the porn stars. This is a pretty disturbing story. And it ties right into all of the other disturbing sort of anti-pornography stories that have come out of the federal government of recent date. We've reported on, for instance, them prosecuting the sort of hardcore end of porn. Not necessarily what they consider hardcore porn, like, you know, the definition of hardcore porn is when it shows penetration versus softcore, like something you might see on a Cinemax or Showtime or something like that.
I did not know that.
That's not the kind of hardcore porn I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, extreme porn. Stuff where we probably can't even really talk about the categories of things that they do. Violence, just awful bodily functions involved and things like that.
Blah.
The feds have gone after these extreme porn purveyors, like Max Hardcore, for instance, and they're trying to shut them down. And the rest of the porn industry has just sort of been sitting on their hands, not really...
Scared.
Well, they're scared, and they're not coming to the aid of their fellows in the industry.
I'm sure they don't consider them their fellows to some extent.
Well, they're competitors.
They're trying to distance themselves.
Well, they are their competitors, but unfortunately, maybe they just don't understand what is inevitable here. Maybe they just don't understand that, you know, Pastor Martin Niemöller's famous quote from World War II times of first they came for the Jews, then they came for the communists, then they came for the so-and-so, and then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out, so I was screwed. That's a paraphrase of it.
Yeah, I don't think I was screwed was in it.
Yeah.
but that's true, though.
But they just don't understand what's happening here. And what's happening is the federal government is going after the easier targets first. They're going after the more extreme pornographers because they understand that there are very, very few fans of this sort of porn. It's a very, very niche product. And they understand that it's very unlikely that the rest of the industry is going to come to their aid. And, you know, they'll just figure, well, maybe we'll just sacrifice these extreme porn purveyors and they'll leave the rest of us alone.
That'll satisfy the angry government porn god.
Here you go. From the New York Post, Ron Jeremy, Jenna Jameson, get ready to stand and be counted. The Department of Justice wants to come up with an official list of every porn star in America.
Why?
Well, that's up to you to figure out. But we'll go through the story, and then you can hypothesize.
How in the world? The internet is full of porn. How in the world are they possibly going to get every one of these people's names?
Well, they only want the ones from America.
But even, how do we know whether they're from America or not?
Well, I don't know.
Mark, the good thing you used a fake name when you used to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
They're apparently going to slap stiff penalties on producers.
They're going after gay porn, too?
They're going after everything. who don't cooperate. The new rules proposed under the Adam Walsh Child Safety and Protection Act would require blue movie makers to keep photos, stage names, professional names, maiden names, aliases, nicknames, and ages on file for the inspection of the department's Child Exploitation and Obscenity Section. Quote, the identity of every performer is critical to determining and ensuring that no performer is a minor. According to the new proposal, adult film industry plans to challenge the new rule as a violation of the First Amendment. Now, they already have all kinds of rules as far as they have to have on file for any, at least as I understand it, commercial porn production. They have to have age and identifying information on file. At least the producers do.
A state issue in where they produce most of them in California.
No, that's a federal law. It's a federal requirement. But that, as I understood it, was a requirement for the files of the producers. Now it sounds like, I don't know. I don't know how this is exactly changing that situation. They're challenging this on a First Amendment violation, said a lawyer for Hustler. He sees it as a way to harass legitimate stag film producers. Quote, if they can't get you for obscenity, they'll get you for violating record keeping, he says. Such a violation could carry a 5-year penalty. The proposed rule would require porn producers to give the title of the video or magazine or the web address where the actor appears. The Department of Justice has shown some sensitivity for the performer's privacy, however. All information not essential to proving their age and identity, like phone numbers and addresses, can be withheld. Distributors of foreign pornography aren't off the hook. They must still produce a copy of the foreign actor's identification card. The department estimates that there are
This is completely impossible to implement. Most of the porn, I would imagine, in America currently, if not soon, is being viewed on the Internet.
That's correct.
And how in the world are they going to manage to find out who on the Internet is doing what, where the companies... I mean, these companies could be companies within companies.
They're going to...
LLCs owned by corporations and offshore accounts of...
To contact the owner of the website, and they're going to demand the information.
How are they going to know who the owner of the website is?
Well, that information is supposed to be available on the Whois information. If you go and you look up, you can go to like whois.godaddy.com and type in any website and get the owner's information.
Suppose I have a website, and suppose I am a foreign, I have a foreign number for my company that's in, I don't know, Nigeria. What are they going to do if I say...
You can't do anything.
I'm not going to give you any information.
Nothing. They can't do anything.
Go jump in a lake.
They can only
go jump in Mount Kilimanjaro.
They can only do things to people that want to do business inside the United States.
So they can prevent me from doing business in some way?
Well, they can shut down your company.
How?
If you're inside the United States.
But I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. They can only do
payments?
Deal with you if you're inside the United States. So essentially this puts United States-based porn producers at a severe disadvantage
to international
porn distributors.
That means that all the porn in a few years will have subtitles.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it'll all be porn.
Because it's foreign? Thing.
Yeah.
I don't think they bother with subtitles for foreign porn. The department and
do it in English. That's where the market for it is.
The Department of Justice estimates that there are 500,000 websites, 200 DVD producers, and 5,000 businesses nationwide that will be subject to the new rule. The department didn't respond to requests for comment, but it's in its proposal suggested that the benefits outweighed any negative impact on the porn industry. The agency argued, quote, "The benefit of the rule is that children will be better protected from exploitation in the production of visual depictions of sexually explicit conduct by ensuring that only those who are at least 18 years of age perform in such depictions. The cost to the industry includes slightly higher record-keeping costs."
I guess they're now going to have a department of porn where they watch every single porn movie they can get their hands on, cross-check it with their little database and list. I assume they're going to have some way of figuring out whether these girls are wearing masks or wigs or, dyed their hair or got a boob job or, some way of identifying one way or the other whether these people are, whether they have them on their list or not. And then what are they going to do if they find somebody who's not on the list?
Report them to the porn czar.
Easy. I want to get in on this this bureaucracy.
You know what? This is
not like really working.
In regards to this whole situation, in regards to the feds claiming that this was going to help keep kids safe, where are all the stories of children being exploited for porn in America? Where are all the stories? I mean, okay, there was what, the Girls Gone Wild guy, he got a couple 17-year-old girls to take their shirts off on camera.
Accidentally put them on.
Yeah, not so much. I wouldn't call that porn. That's just me. I wouldn't call that porn. That's nudity.
It wasn't a depiction of sex.
No, absolutely not. So that's what I'm talking about, is depictions of sex. Where are all the stories? I mean, if there was some porn producer out there, Vivid Video or whoever the porn producers are.
Why in the world they would use 17 or 16-year-old girls is beyond me when they can find 18-year-old girls that look 16 or 17.
Yeah. You aren't going to save that much money by hiring a 16-year-old versus
an 18-year-old. Absolutely not.
So that doesn't make sense. Why they would put themselves at risk in that particular way, I don't know. Is there a chance that they could be taken by perhaps a 16-year-old with a fake ID?
At which point? Yeah, I'm sure there is. But at which point, I mean, are we really doing, shutting down that company? Have we done a service to America by shutting down a company that managed to get duped by somebody who lied about their age?
Maybe that's what they'll start doing now, Mark. Maybe they'll hire, sort of like they do underage stings for buying alcohol. Maybe they'll do an underage sting with a girl with a fake ID.
They could do that with the current laws, though.
They could. Anyway, I'm just pointing this out because it's ratcheting up. The requirements in order to produce pornography in America are getting more and more difficult. The rules more and more onerous. And if you care about the free marketplace, you should be concerned. Even if you don't consume these products. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson for Midas. August 22nd, 2007, gold 661 30-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $682.69, $336.85 for half, $168.43 for quarter. That's $682.69, $336.85, $168.43. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, totally free, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something new to announce about the show. You will know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates. www.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they do, the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Our number is 800-259-9231. We just finished talking about a story from the New York Post announcing that there are new federal rules. Now, there already were some federal rulemaking. There were sort of paperwork requirements that they had for porn producers. You have to keep certain information on file about your stars and, you know, how old they are and that sort of thing. The intention, of course, is to keep children safe. That's what they say. The real intention is to burden porn producers with more paperwork. So, you know, hopefully they'll go away. I guess that's what the feds think. And now it's getting worse with the Adam Walsh Child Safety and Protection Act. Now they have to keep even more information on file for the inspection of their child exploitation and obscenity section, which to me, this just it's just another signal that you can expect more crackdowns coming from the federal government on porn producers in this country. And I think it's sad. You know, I mean, whether or not you agree with pornography, if you care about freedom and liberty, you should be standing up for these people's freedom to do business in the way that they want to do business.
And really, you know, you're not going to get rid of pornography. You're just going to have foreign-made pornography.
Right.
And
which is more likely to involve young people. Foreign-made porn.
Oh, yes.
I would think so. We would have no way to police it.
Well, the ages of consent are different around the world. So, I mean, here in America, it's pretty typical that the age of consent for sex is between 16 and 18 in most states. Usually it's 18 to consent to porn. In fact, I think California may be the only state you can actually legally videotape porn in. But
I'm sure that doesn't stop it.
Other countries may not have those same legal requirements. They may not have any sort of legal requirements in the world of porn. And of course, this is going to happen.
If they do have them, it's likely they can't enforce them anyway.
What are these laws going to do for the huge, and I mean huge, amateur porn world? Because you've got all the professional guys that have to follow these reporting requirements. The businesses, the companies, the incorporated businesses, they have to follow all these rules. But what about the, you know, young couple in their early 20s that films themselves having sex and uploads their file to, you know, PornoTube or whatever? There are these websites out there that allow anybody with an internet connection to make their own pornography and show it to the world. There's a tremendous
amount.
Can't
imagine why one would want to do such a thing, but they do, I'm sure.
I don't know what it is, Mark, but there's some sort of obsession with porn in the Gen X and Gen Y culture, basically. Like, people want to pretend like they're porn stars, basically, right? That's why you see a lot of, sort of body modification in the way that porn stars have their bodies modified. You'll see, men and women both doing things that are making themselves trying to look like porn stars. In many relationships, they try to act out things they see in porn. Remember, kids in America aren't taught about sex by their parents.
Mm.
That doesn't happen in America very much. So kids in America learn about sex from watching porn, which is probably the worst way possible to learn about sex.
You're not going to learn about real sex that way.
Right. But that's just the problem. Kids don't know what real sex is. All they know is this glamorized fantasy sex, and so they feel like, well, that's what they have to seek out. And so that's what they're looking for. And so I think that's just my impression. And if you've got if you've got your own opinion, 800-259-9231. That's the impression I get, and that would explain why there's such this huge glut of amateur porn out there. All these people, they want to see themselves as a porn star as well.
My question, and I see that what you're talking about amateurs, but what about my question is, what about the decentralized business, the guy who flies under the radar, not the big ones like Vivid or Naughty America or whatever they are out there. What about the guy who decides, you know what, I'm going to start a porn site? I believe there's one called Bang Bus I've heard about. And, you know, it's a low-budget operation. And
most porn is pretty low budget.
Understand, this is lower budget than anything.
I think that particular company is much larger than you think it is.
Okay, and whatever.
They
I don't know.
Attempt to structure their site to make it look like it's something low budget.
Understood. What about somebody who actually does run a low budget porn operation? What if I decide, for
without
whatever
reason, incorporating or anything like that,
after I get my wife's permission to start a porn site? I can't imagine that happening. By the way, that's not going to happen.
You're dead, man.
Right. So I decide to start one up. What are they going to do? I, you know, you get you film this stuff wherever you feel like filming it. It's not like you need a whole bunch of
charge
different
you
sets.
With a federal crime.
How are they going to find me?
Well, that's the first part.
How
they'd
do they know where
you.
I produced it?
And they have to hire a whole bunch of enforcement agents.
I bought this. No, this porn wasn't filmed here in the United States. I bought this from Turkey. Prove I didn't.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, and again, there, and we mentioned that you could go and look up a who is on pretty much any website, but I didn't mention that you can also hide that information. You can make it private. I'm sure the feds have access to it, but you can make that information private. You can certainly not update the information, which I also think is, I think it might be a federal crime now to not have updated information on your website registry. So I'm sure there's all kinds of ways to hide and, you know, avoid the feds in this particular area.
I can only imagine that you have a site that actually originates in the United States but is routed through some foreign site.
Enforcement will be very, very difficult, especially on the smaller sites like you're talking about. So this is really a tool to go after the big porn purveyors and shut them down.
It also develops a platform for other types of enforcement later on, like even political dissent.
What do you mean?
Well, once they get their hooks in the internet and seeking out people who are behind certain porn websites, they're also developing a software platform, if you will, that allows them to also go after other people they don't like at the moment, like political dissent or,
that's a good
or
point.
Whatever.
They could, for instance, say that, well, there's precedent set here. We've gone after these porno sites for violating federal law, so now we're going to require it that you age verify every visitor to your bullet. For instance, Free Talk Live BBS. All you have to do to go into the Free Talk Live BBS is read the user agreement, which does say, you know, that you agree to certain things and you
gotta be dirty words spoken.
You're over 13 years old or whatever. You click OK, and we don't check you. We don't require a credit card or anything like that. It's the honor system. Maybe they'll require things get a little more strict. Maybe they'll require that you know who all your users are, that sort of thing, and have real identifying information for every single user attached to every post that they make.
Yeah,
and if you don't, then you're in violation.
Yeah, I just don't think this is really about porn, per se. I think this is a way to get a foothold and to get their hooks in internet sites and to develop a platform or whatever, a precedent
for control.
For control, exactly.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. If you feel good about all these new rules and these requirements, why?
If you think we're stopping porn.
Yeah, do you think that if the feds really crack down hard, they can put a stop to porn? Do you really believe that? What if there was a war on porn, like we have a war on drugs and a war on terrorism and a war on immigration? What do you think the war on porn is going to get you?
Don't give me any ideas.
800-259-9231. Let me tell you, if what you don't want is child pornography, don't have a war on porn. Because if you have a war on porn, then all of a sudden the black market opens up wide. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring us anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams there. Broadband version of the show. Dial-up version as well. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com.
As the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. D2Z.org.
Let's go to the phones, do the fun, talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis on the amplifier line. Hello.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
hey, Dennis.
What's up?
So I wanted to talk about pornography.
Okay.
So back in the absolute heyday of the internet bubble in the late 90s, I was working in the Bay Area in San Francisco,
okay,
sort of tech hub of the world. And I was out at dinner with one night. Actually, I think it was a bar. Anyways, I ran into this guy. We got to talking. Turned out his job, he worked for Netscape back when Netscape was an actual profitable business. Or maybe they were never profitable, but they were a business.
People knew them, yes.
Yeah, and his job, this guy's job, was to surf porn all day and make sure that Netscape Navigator correctly rendered porn websites.
Oh, wow.
Really? So
yeah.
You didn't accidentally end up on one?
No. Correctly rendering means to show on the screen in the way it is intended.
Okay.
Like right. Netscape would get bug reports mostly from apparently people who owned porn sites, and they'd say, oh, your browser doesn't work properly, and he'd have to, you know, go to whatever.com and make sure that the boobs are in the right place or whatever. Kind of.
I guess it makes sense considering the tremendous amount of pornography that is consumed online. I mean, there's just a huge segment of the internet market that goes to these sites. So it makes sense they get a lot of complaints from there.
Well, sure. It's a hackneyed thing that the technology is largely driven by demand, and the demand largely comes from porn.
It's true. I was just looking at the XBiz website, XBiz.com, sort of the news hub central for the adult entertainment industry, because they usually have the latest on these legal developments and that sort of thing. And they're talking about how, you know, one of the polls on their website is, are you shooting in HD? So one of the reasons why HD is taking off so fast, the HD video technology, is because of the pornographers.
Yeah, so hey, speaking of California and technology and all that stuff, I want to give you a quick report from California Extreme, the classic arcade video convention of a few weeks ago.
All right.
And the report is, the blister on my finger from playing Robotron for 10 hours straight is finally starting to heal.
Did you have to put a quarter in every time you played?
No, you pay like a one-time fee, and then you just go and play all the, you know, the rest of the day.
I see.
Sweet.
And it was awesome.
Very cool, man. I'm glad you had a good time. Anything else on your mind?
That's it.
Take it easy, Dennis. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now then, I mentioned that it shouldn't matter how you personally feel about porn. If you care about freedom and liberty, then you need to stand up for, even for those who are doing things you may disagree with. And that's why, and that's something that's just so important to get across. Because if you don't stand up and defend the freedoms of, in this case, the pornographers, then you can't expect anybody else to stand up and defend your freedoms when the government finally decides to go after something that you might like to do in your spare time.
You never know.
Whatever it might be. So,
you know, San Francisco's going after bottled water. Just go to, you know, just goes to show the government's after everything.
I've got a San Francisco story, but I'm going to hold it till the 9 o'clock hour, the third hour, because we've got our California station on then. In the meantime, let's talk, Wayne, about the laissez-faire economy. You've got a story about that whole concept and how it's a great idea, right?
That's right. And what's really interesting and also really cool is the fact that a so-called mainstream newspaper, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, had a story this morning entitled Laissez-faire is the Best Medicine by Donald Boudreau.
Okay.
And he says, I'm writing these words only days after the Federal Reserve injected several million additional dollars into the economy.
I thought it was billion.
Yeah, billion. I think he got that part wrong.
Well, there are several millions in the billions.
Well, so you know, they're in the billions, accurate. Yeah.
Right. Hundreds of millions in each billion.
Oh, yes. And they've injected a lot recently. The recent steep decline in stock values, apparently sparked by the collapse of the subprime mortgage market, has a lot of people plenty worried. They worry not only that bears will populate Wall Street for an extended stay, but for all of this bearishness will drag the economy into deep and long recession. And a recession with lots of unemployment and sluggish or even negative growth in output spells hardship for many ordinary Americans. I, too, am a bit worried, he says. But my worry is not about the market's ability to handle the consequences of bubbling housing prices and bankrupt mortgage lenders. It is how the government will react to these events. The ever-present demand to do something is unfortunately immune to the wisdom counseling that there are some problems best left to sort themselves out. Government efforts to solve market adjustments and dislocations typically, and at best, supply only short-run relief while making the longer-run situation more dire.
Right, that's because when the government steps in, if something's going on in the marketplace, which of course everybody usually attributes to the marketplace failure, which usually it's a result of government meddling in the first place, of course nobody, very few people realize that, then they beg for the government to step in and, like you say, do something, and when they do, and you know, in this case, pump a bunch of money into the economy, it may sort of gloss things over temporarily, but under the surface, the marketplace, it reacts. It'll react, and there are real consequences that can come from this. Investors may get a sense of false security.
That's right.
And they may go out and extend themselves beyond their means and then find out that they shouldn't have done that down the line. And that's just one of the things that can happen.
It causes further malinvestment. And if you do something financially irresponsible, but in the back of your mind you know the government's going to bail everybody out, you're more likely to do it.
You're more likely to take risks.
The proof in that is that bankruptcies have gone up every year since they instituted bankruptcy law. Well, more and more people are finding that there's a net down there, and they can jump on, you know, they can go ahead and jump on it if they want to.
Mm.
And
what happens when you jump and there's no net. You know, the net disappears.
Well, I don't know that the net has changed. Now bankruptcy law has been altered, but people were using it as a final safety net, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I have a friend, a neighbor, a former friend and neighbor from Florida, who was a mortgage broker, and he was telling me how these people would come in once a year faithfully and refinance their homes, and they'd have about $30,000 of credit card debt that they would roll into their next mortgage, and they kept doing it every year.
Wait, what does that mean? They would add $30,000 to their to the total of their mortgage?
That's right. And for a while, their mortgage rates were going down every year, so their payment was virtually the same, but they were in more debt, but they didn't care.
I see.
And of course, these adjustable rate, most of them were adjustable rates, so they
and now they're getting jacked on the back end.
Right, now they're going up.
Yes, and there's a whole bunch of adjustable rate mortgages made in the last 2 years that are going to be adjusting in the next 6 months to a year.
That's a little uncomfortable.
Yes, a lot of them. So
you just had yours go up, right, Mark?
Yeah, it did go up.
Like 25%.
I don't know if it was
that
much.
Did you say it went from like 1,000 to 1,250 or something?
I think it was something like that.
That's 25%.
Okay.
But my worry is there's so many people living hand to mouth right now that when they go up $500 a month, they're not going to be able to keep up.
Right. There's some people that can't handle it. You know, they weren't expecting it, and, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Anyway, this author goes on.
And also, they're living in their house. Mine's a rental property, so.
Yeah. Well, at least you're getting some income from it, but hopefully you're getting enough to keep up with the payments.
I've decided to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
so is everybody else in Florida.
Yeah, me too.
I've got an offer.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Excellent.
All right, moving on.
Anyway, moving on, he says the most famous such intervention is Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. Since commonly regarded as saving America from the Great Depression, this spasm of interventionist government did no such thing. On the eve of entering World War II in 1941, America's economy was still quite depressed, as it had been for more than a decade. And as economic historian Robert Higg shows in his 2000 book, Depression, War, and Cold War, New Deal Policies and the Prevailing Climate of Ideas from which they sprang, suppressed investment. The New Deal and the genuine risk of outright socialization of industry in the 1930s kept the American economy in deep doldrums for a much longer time than it would have been the case if Uncle Sam had just said laissez-faire and had conspicuously ignored the very so-called smart people who
claimed
for socialism.
We're told that socialism essentially saved America during the Great Depression, but this guy's saying otherwise.
It made it worse.
It extended the depression.
I've heard that, but I mean, you know, it's a difficult thing to prove or disprove.
1-800-259-9231.
I don't believe it, but
you can take control of the airwaves. More on this concept here in a moment. Laissez-faire and why it just works better. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dan, it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Dan here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in. Great selection. Pretty much whatever you might need for life. They sell it. And you'll probably get a really good price and free Super Saver shipping if you're lucky. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. We're talking about the laissez-faire economy. Something that I think we here on Free Talk Live would really like to get to in this country.
Yes.
And I would. I don't see any reason that the government should be involved in business.
The way you get to it
or business involved in government.
The way you get to laissez-faire is by eliminating the government's hand from business and allowing consumers to finally be in total control over the companies they do business with and the products they purchase. Let the consumer dollars be the votes. Let the consumer dollars and their decision-making process be the regulation. That's all that we need. That's all that we need. We don't need the government around telling us what to do. Anyway, Wayne, you're talking about how back in the days of the New Deal with FDR, who, of course, is much vaunted in government history books, is the man who saved America. He did it single-handedly. One of the greatest presidents of all time. Well, not
from
so much.
From the Great Depression.
He's one of the worst presidents of all time, and he created all kinds of socialist wealth redistribution programs that had never existed before.
That's right.
And you're talking about how if it weren't for all of his meddling and all of these social redistribution programs, then the economy probably would have bounced back quicker.
Exactly. Right? And one of the things that's not in this article, but I recall reading a while back about this era was that FDR also increased the top tax bracket to 90%.
Yeah.
So if you made over, it may have been $100,000, I don't remember what it was at the time, maybe less than that, your tax rate effectively was 90%, which caused a lot of actors in Hollywood at the time to only do one picture a year, because what's the point of doing more?
And I can't remember what the name of his name was. I'm not the sports guy, but this the black guy that...
Jackie Robinson?
Jackie Robinson that beat Hitler, essentially, in the Olympics, you know, he beat
Jackie Robinson was a baseball guy.
It was Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens.
Those two I get confused. Jesse Owens, you know, he basically retired broke because of this 90% tax bracket having something to do with his agents and that kind of
really?
Thing. I don't know. But the guy was broke. He was doing greeter stuff at, can't remember. I saw a very sad thing on ESPN.
Well, you had said before the break, Mark, that it was hard to prove. And I think Wayne's example is a really easy to understand example of why it is that the economy would slow down, of why it is that the marketplace would just take a breather, because there's no incentive to do anything. If you're going to get taxed 90% on anything over X amount of dollars, and you're a big business magnate, you're somebody with a lot of investments, you're somebody with a lot of businesses, a lot of things that you're dealing with, you're just going to just put it all aside and say, you know what, I'm all right. Yeah, I've got my money in the bank. I'm okay. No
That's
reason
right.
to continue on opening new businnesses or serving
employing,
new customers.
Yeah, employing new people.
Sure. Why bother?
A key part of the economy. And not only that, but no investor wants to put his assets at stake in a country whose government might tax away or outrightly confiscate
right,
his
90%,
assets.
90%, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Why in the world would I work for a dime on every dollar? Why would I do it?
Yeah, wasn't the gold in the morning?
Wasn't the gold confiscation under FDR?
Yes, it was. That was in 1933. And actually, a lot of this move towards socialism came after 1913. You had World War One,
and you know, thanks to FDR.
Well, actually, Woodrow Wilson was the one who signed that into law.
Right. He was elected on the promises of not getting us into the war, and then he did.
Yeah, just like FDR actually ran on the promise of keeping on the gold standard, and he actually ended up reneging on his campaign promises as well.
Well, he was in there so long, nobody could remember the end, his campaign promises originally anyway.
That's right. And just before FDR won his first term in the White House, Congress passed and Herbert Hoover signed the now infamous Smoot-Hawley tariff.
Mm-hmm.
This tariff hike in June of 1930 raised tariffs to heights not seen before or since. The idea was to stimulate employment in America by making it much more expensive for consumers in the U.S. to buy goods from abroad.
Right.
Well, it backfired. Most economists agree that the Smoot-Hawley tariff deepened the Depression. It raised the cost to American factories of supplies bought from abroad, thus causing many factories to further reduce their outputs. It also prompted other governments to retaliate with their own substantial tariff hikes.
Wait, if the government wants to help the economy, they can go ahead and cut taxes, cut tariffs, cut everything that they have to do inside the economy. Mm-hmm. Get out of there. That will help the economy, I swear.
Right, because in the world of these tariffs, companies in the United States, factories making products in the United States, have to get their base,
raw materials.
Raw materials from somewhere. And the fact is, other countries can just provide these raw materials at a lower price. And why should they be prevented from getting that?
It's because it costs less to send somebody out to cut a tree or dig a hole in another country and look for a diamond or gold or whatever in another country than it does here.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. We want to use products and services from outside of the U.S. so our products can be cheaper. So instead, they raise the cost of all of the domestically created products that were utilizing foreign-based raw materials and made them very uncompetitive and therefore put people out of jobs.
And then those other countries retaliated, making our goods more expensive to their country, which also caused a further contraction of business in the United States.
Brilliant.
And the extra dollars that consumers paid for the things they bought were dollars no longer able to be spent on other goods and services. So everything contracted.
Everyone was impoverished as a result.
And fortunately, Congress did begin to undo Smoot-Hawley just a few years later, because it became pretty clear that they made a big mistake.
You know, that seems to be a big difference between the Congress back then in the early part of the 20th century and Congress now. At least back then, with enough public pressure, they were able to admit that they've made mistakes. It doesn't seem to matter how bad things get now with the war on drugs. Talk about one of the biggest mistakes in government's history. Nobody will admit it to themselves. They won't. They can't eat any crow in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like anything terrible comes from admitting a mistake. You guys are still going to get your
They're certainly
pensions.
Not doing it in Iraq either.
Right.
I mean, look, you know, this is clearly a disaster. It clearly costs more than we ever imagined it was going to cost.
Yep.
This president wants to wants to have his legacy. He's going to be proven right if it takes 75 years to do it.
It's just crazy, isn't it?
The hubris is insane.
No,
it's not their money. Who cares, right?
That's right. And then actually, the Depression wasn't truly over until after World War II, when a lot of people and businesses realized that we weren't going to go down the road of full-fledged socialism. That's when people started to gain confidence and started to invest back in our economy again.
Hmm.
So anyway, the hysteria, even over climate change, for example, nowadays is not good for investment either, especially if you want to invest in the fossil fuel sector, oil exploration, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good example of today, how they're really suppressing the economy by scaring people out of investing in certain sectors that could be very profitable and very beneficial to society. Of course, also, we have the distressing new rejection of free trade. The Democratic Party huffs and puffs about fair trade and balanced trade and other euphemisms for trade restrictions.
Right. So whatever the terminology is.
Fair is what we say it is.
Right. Fair is whatever we decide it is. No, there's no set. Get out of that. They do not belong in deciding what one person in one country should be able to do, how they should be able to do business with another person in another country. None of your business.
Unfortunately, though, many businessmen, I think, unwittingly slit their own throats here when they go to the government seeking protection. When they go and say, well, this is not fair. These Chinese manufacturers can make things cheaper than I can. I need protection. And
also, if you can pay the price of admission to one of those trade junkets that a few representatives of big corporations go with, maybe a senator or a congressman or maybe on behalf of the president of the White House to these foreign countries to work out deals on behalf of your company.
Really?
Oh, they do those a lot, yeah.
I was not aware of that.
And also, let's not forget that our Navy keeps essentially the shipping lanes clear in the world. It's not some other country that's keeping the shipping lanes clear of pirates and that kind of thing. It's the United States. So our businesses are relying on that. There is no reason in the world that I should be paying taxes in order for Exxon to safely bring a super tanker full of oil into this country or take it over to China or wherever it is that they're taking it. There's
right.
no reason at all that I, as a United States taxpayer, and that's what I'm doing, should be paying to...
The subsidy.
Right.
That's right.
Exxon should be paying to secure its own ships. Now, look, I don't know how difficult
and
it's going to be.
And passing the cost on.
Absolutely true. But Exxon's going to do it significantly more cheaply. They're going to put a few guns on the front of their ship, and they're going to have some security guys on there, and that's a hell of a lot cheaper than a nuclear submarine.
Yes, but while it would be cheaper than if the government did it, as far as overall cost is concerned, it's cheaper for Exxon to allow, at least in the way they see
it's a heck of a lot cheaper for Exxon to have
allow
me pay for it.
To do it, or to allow you to pay for it. So that's the problem we have. We've got the government and the corporations working together in this sort of fascistic way. And as a result of that, all of our freedoms suffer. 800-259-9231. Laissez-faire is the answer, but will we get there anytime soon? Will we get it in our lifetime? I sure hope so. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.